Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
On a hot July night in 1967, a black taxi driver named John Smith was stopped by two white cops for a traffic offense. They took him to the precinct station. But when Smith arrived, word got out he'd been beaten. Angry neighbors gathered at the station. Police attacked them. Within hours, Newark was a war zone. The Newark riots were the worst of the so-called long hot summer of 1967. Dozens of U.S. cities went up in flames over racism and police brutality. I just started a summer job as a reporter, which turned into nationwide riot duty. I was harangued by protesters, tear-gassed by cops, shot at by the National Guard. Didn't take me long to realize something was wrong with this country. More than half a century later, something's still wrong. The same thing. Police are still killing non-white Americans at a shocking rate. Racial disparities persist in employment, wealth, education, housing, health care, incarceration, access to the ballot box. That long, hot summer never really ended. Black Americans, and a lot of whites too, are fed up. After the George Floyd killings in Minneapolis, they've been lashing out in cities across the country, using what Martin Luther King Jr. called the language of the unheard. And, just as in 1967, a lot of people don't want to hear language that violent. The official response has been severe. But a few things have changed since the 60s. Polls show most Americans believe racial equality is a serious problem, and police do treat non-whites unfairly. Some police chiefs agree. They've been adopting better training and arrest techniques, more community policing. Still, what we used to call the root causes of racial injustice endure. Days after the Newark riots, President Lyndon Johnson set up a commission to find out why America's cities had exploded and how to prevent a recurrence. 7 months later, the commission concluded, quote, "Our nation is moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal." The commission proposed big reforms in jobs, housing, education. Johnson and Congress, preoccupied with the Vietnam War, ignored them. A half century later, we've just had another wake-up call. Our cities are burning again. Our people, black and white, are crying out for help, respect, justice. Maybe this time we should listen. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.